Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and yesterday apparently there was a near miss out in I'm going to try to say it, Cotati, Cotati, California, where a local fireman rescued a cell phone worker. He was working on a tower that looked like a farmhouse. He was doing some antenna repair. And I don't know what happened, but the guy slipped. He was hanging upside down for a while. He was about, from what I'm reading here, he was about 50 foot up in the air. And he was hanging upside down. One of his workmates uprighted him. But for whatever reason, his workmate couldn't get him down. So called the fire department. It was the, I guess, the Rancho Adobe Fire Protection District. And the fire department came out, and from what I read here, I owe this to Inside Towers, by the way. Inside Towers is the first place I read it. So it was hanging about 50 foot in the air, and they came out, and they were practicing rope rescue earlier that day. Now, they figure he's hanging up there for over 40 minutes. And the firefighters, they rigged their own ropes, brought him down. So it's a good day. He wasn't hurt, no serious injury, was probably a little embarrassed, probably happy to be on the ground. So it's one of those things that it ended very well. And I just wanted to make sure you guys knew about it and thought I'd just give you a quick update here. Now, here's the good news. Good news is, well, the bad news is he slipped, right? That's the bad news. So he slipped, he fell. Could have been worse, though, because he only fell about, from what they say, probably 4 to 6 feet. His safety gear caught him, so he was safe. Probably, I don't know how many tools he had on him. Probably dumped everything in his packets to the ground. But, you know, his safety gear worked. So that 100% tie-off in this case is working very well because he was tied off. He was upside down for a little bit. So one of his workmates could get to him, I guess, to get him upright and help him get upright. But then he just had to sit in his harness for about an hour. Let me tell you something, fellas. If he's sitting upright and he's comfortable, the fall was probably not comfortable, but, you know, his heart was probably racing 100 miles an hour. But, you know, he's okay. Fire department came out, and I don't know why his workmates, they couldn't get him. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe they didn't have rope. Maybe they didn't have the gear. I don't know. But the good news is, guy's all right. That's what matters. He's fine. He's going to be okay. You know, that night he got to go home to his family. No hospital time, no anything. Like I said, probably just a little embarrassing, but thank God he's okay. So if you want more details, I have links in my blog, you know, with more articles. And then Inside Towers, if you get updates from them, they had it in their newsletter. I'm not sure where it is on their website, but I put their website in there too. And yeah, Inside Towers, I subscribe to them. I get their updates, and you know, they send a daily newsletter out with the news. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that, because the whole tie-off thing is very important, and it's very important that you understand this guy went home alive last night because he was tied off, so he's safe. And everything's going to be okay. You know, in other news, probably everyone knows, Nate started the Tower Family Foundation to aid injured climbers' families, and they got 400 grand right off the bat, which is good news, you know. It's great that people are going to help him, so obviously. So it's great. It's amazing because, you know, I mean, they were able to get money out of everybody, which is, let's see here. I'll give you a quick update on that, too. Obviously, it's a nonprofit, and they're going to help the families, which is great. And hopefully, I don't know where the money's going to go, but since they're a nonprofit, they'll have to make it public, so we'll have to stay on them to see who they're helping and how, what their goals are and what the plan is to help people. So it's pretty interesting. I guess some politicians can really make things happen. You know what I mean? So it's a good thing. I'm so happy that if they're going to help these guys, help the families out, get through tough times, that's awesome. So, but you guys, I'm sure you know about that and read about it. 400 grand is a lot of money. So that's it for today. I want to make sure you guys were on top of this. And, you know, the Hubble Foundation and the Tower Family Foundation. They're all good things. The other thing you should read about, I was reading in an AGL magazine yesterday about the how a lot of these guys that run these foundations, you know, they're not tower climbers. And they actually took a climbing class. And maybe I'll put a link in there for AGL to get their magazine, because AGL has some really interesting stuff. Jet Hester writes for AGL. She always puts some articles in there. So I'll put a link in there for AGL. It'd be good for everyone to look at that real quick. But you can see how these guys took a tower climbing class, and you know, it was interesting. Obviously, they don't do it for a living. I don't do it for a living anymore either, so did it for 12 years, but some of these guys have never climbed before, so it's good that they get a feel for what it's like. Now, when you read it, you read about Todd Schleckaway. He was dehydrated up on the tower. He didn't even follow the advice everyone gave him to stay hydrated. So at least that's what they led to believe. He got sick up on the tower. I don't know what the story was. But the good news is, training class, they were well prepared. All's well that ends well. All right, guys, that's it. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to the plan. I know you got to improvise on the plan quite often, but you guys know you stick to a good plan. Deviate when you have to, and pay attention to what you're doing. It's very important. And remember, hazard assessment. At those tailgate meetings, make sure hazard assessment is very important. Not just hazard in the air, but hazard on the ground, and look for all those natural hazards. Ticks, spiders, bees, things like that, holes in the ground, weather. Pay attention. You got a lot to worry about. And like you saw in my other one, my post I put out yesterday, and I'm sorry I'm cranking these out. It's just a lot's going on. OSHA is defining standards. I'll put that link in there too. Not, I say OSHA. It's the Department of Labor along with the FCC, and I'm so happy the FCC is getting involved because they really have a great understanding of what's going on out at the towers. All right. Be smart. Be safe. Pay attention. Arrive alive at night when you get home to your family. Thanks, guys. See ya.